welcome to Tuesday with Thoya. My name is Victoria Fragoso, and it's Tuesday. Taco Tuesday. I don't know what other Tuesday. What else is Tuesday for? I don't know. Tacos for sure. And it's a full moon. Did you feel that too? Yeah. Right here in spades. Glad it's not just me. Hey, Sam. How's it going? Hey, Vaughn. Happy Tuesday. Hey, Thea Chayo, how's it going? Oh, why is it so far away today? Well, today we have a very special episode. We actually have Pam Beal of Radio Tacoma, 101.9 KTAH, with us today. She's on the board of directors and has been with Radio Tacoma since its inception. So really excited to learn more about her work and Radio Tacoma's involvement in the community and its history. If you are watching this show for the first time, definitely, or listening to a replay, definitely check out my last episode with Alex Johnston on Instagram. It's at Thoya Makes Music, T-O-Y-A Makes Music. And Alex is a music creator based out of Seattle, super, super creative, who shared with us as some really great ways to upcycle your music. I really enjoyed our conversation. So if you are interested in that, definitely check that out. Today I'll be playing all unreleased music, starting with a very literary inspired Regina Spector-ish song. And oh, hey Daniel, how's it going? Hey Brian, yes. So this one is called Head Over Heels. This one is a little bit funny. Yeah, we're gonna have a good time. Song for an English class in college, and I don't know, that's cute, right? Main Man Music, welcome. Nathan, welcome. Donovan, welcome. Hey, Nana. Yeah, so that was Head Over Heels, and Definitely rewind it if you really need to see it again or the full thing. If you are an artist or if you're an artist in the area or if you fancy a little drive up to Tacoma and you're curious about booking festivals in the Pacific Northwest, getting on the radio and learning some simple tidbits that you can use on your social media platforms today, please go to Local Roots Music Northwest. That's localrootsmusicnw.com. And on the front page, there's a little sign up for a seminar hosted by Local Roots Music. And it's happening in Tacoma on March 25th. It's from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. It's a 21 and over session, and seating is limited, so definitely please reserve your seats. It's only $10 at the door, and I will be co-hosting that with Robert Richter of Local Roots Music. There's also a performance that evening from 5 to 7 p.m. Super excited to announce Jess Palais, Maddie Wolf, Johnny Duvall, and the band Lele will be performing. So yeah, going to be an awesome day, awesome night. Hello, Martine. Vaughn, thank you so much. Great songwriting. Hi, Nina. If you're not a musician, but you know somebody who might be interested in learning how to book live music gigs, specifically festivals, definitely. Man, this is too far for me. Hi, Gabby. If you come into the chat later, I am waving at you. I just can't reach the buttons. And then if you're in Tacoma this week, consider yourself officially invited to the Cascade Music Alliance Singer-Songwriter Spotlight. It is this Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. I'm playing, so you have to come. No, it's at the Mill on 6th Avenue, and definitely remember to bring a friend. There should be pizza. They got drinks, alcoholic and non-alcoholic. I really like the CBD sparkling water. The blackberry is probably my favorite. And then just sit back and enjoy some fantastic songwriters. We have Mark Robach. Yeah. Karen Miller. Oh, yeah. Chloe Eklof, Jeannie Rack, Billy Stoops, and then myself. And hey, Johnny, how's it going? Chico at Chica, welcome. Johnny just shouted out your performance coming up on the March 25th. So anyways, add reminders in your phone for March 25th as well as this Thursday, March 9th. Gotta come. Gotta see you there. If you are watching the live and you want to invite somebody to watch it, you can press the little button down in the corner. It's like a little paper airplane. And you can invite somebody to watch the live if you think they might like some more live music today. What I'm going to play next is another literary inspired song. It's definitely a classic story, but you know, I was young, impressionable, and inspired by the basic, you know, reading list of high school literature. So here it goes. Hey, James.
friends and calling it honor. I wanna find a way in this lost generation. Oh, no more with empty expectations. Oh, now the summer's going to end. So like the sun, I'm heading back to the west, 'cause we're all
Delicious. Hi, Dean. How's it going? Hey, Steve Bellow Music. Welcome. Sea Turtle. Welcome. So that was written also for another English class. Surprise, surprise. It was written from Nick's perspective from The Great Gatsby. And Chloe Akloff, who is playing this Thursday at the Mill, was also in that same class. And she ended up writing a song from Daisy's perspective. So just realizing that now and how like coincidental that is. Speaking of Daisy, who's watching Daisy Jones and the Six? I'm curious. Don't spoil anything, though, because well, we're just two episodes in, but just very curious. My newest song, honestly, is coming out in a week. So please pre-save it on victoriafragoso.com. That's VictoriaFragoso.com. This is just one of those songs that I knew had to be released next, but I wasn't... I don't really have much figured out except for the melody, the chord progression, and the title. So it was really cool to see this one come to life. And that was with the help of Quentin Davis at Q's Recording Studios in Tacoma and Blake Tomash, who played the guitar. Just can't wait to share that with you guys and have you hear it. Next week, tune in to that episode as I explore the creation of that song and interview an artist with one of the coolest names in Tacoma, Trusty Sea Creatures. So yeah, I'm thinking you have written between 25 to 50 songs or more within your lifetime. Yes, I definitely have. I think I've written about like in the hundreds of songs. Obviously they're not all very good, but I think they have things in them that could be good. So you never know. But that's the thing about being songwriters and every songwriter has a different perspective too in how they write. But I think for me, I don't write a song every day. I've seen like incredible artists who are just doing that every single day. And of course it's like the more that you write, the more comfortable maybe you are with the process. Hi, Via Mardo. Welcome. Via Mardo was a past guest on our show, as well as James Coates. Super awesome. Both very talented musicians. Forgive me if I missed anyone, but I think that's who we have today. It's really cool to see you guys pop in, so I really appreciate it. Anyways, I don't really... I'm starting to like build a better habit of keeping track of how I write my songs and also putting them in like what I call like an anthology and making sure that, you know, I just have all the material saved in some place in case I want to go back and rewrite something or make it better for later. So yeah. So speaking of another old unreleased song, I'm going to be playing this song called Try. I wrote it in 2008 or 2009. What is your favorite key or keys or chords to write in? Great question. I do have favorite keys. I like D and... Is it D and F sharp minor? I really love those chords together. You can hear that in a lot of my songs, like Do You Mind? A minor, there's just something really good about an A minor. Well, that's not technically an A minor because I got the capo on, but yeah. Welcome, I think it is it Steve, OGSB Studio. And then Aaron Galay, welcome. Excited for your upcoming show. Definitely put that in the chat and I'll shout it out. This next song is called Try. Appreciate it. That song I wrote for somebody who had lost their father, and it was a really tough time, and just not, I never know what to say sometimes, and so that's why I put it into a song. And like this one, thank you again, by the way, for the love and also for the questions. Vaughn McKinney Music, I'm pretty sure. Yep, Vaughn L. McKinney Music. Thank you so much for those wonderful questions. That just makes me think of the song and how I wrote it. And also knowing that, like, it could be better and it could be changed. I haven't really changed much about it. I think there's a lot of the lyrics that I love, especially "While I cherish each stranger, because knowing is hard, and the smallest of moments I keep alive in my heart." Just thinking about, like, how much harder it is when you know somebody and care about people, but it's such a wonderful part of life. So yeah. So anyways, that was Try. And those were all unreleased. Thank you for listening. We're going to get Pam of Radio Tacoma on here now. I'm going to invite her onto the live stream. There. Hi, how's it going? Jonathan Arista, thank you. Thanks, Nina. All right, so I'm just gonna check my phone here really quick. Make sure I didn't miss anything. Okay, so we love to solve technical difficulties because they're totally solvable. We got this. So we're just having a little issues getting onto the live stream. No problem at all. Let's figure this out. And okay. Alrighty, thanks for bearing with me, you guys. I appreciate it. And I think we're gonna figure this out. But yeah, like I said, really excited to talk with Pam. She is on the board of directors for Radio Tacoma, 101.9 KTAH, and has been with Radio Tacoma since its inception. So really excited to chat with her and learn more about the history of Tacoma's radio and Radio Tacoma. Let's see here. Alrighty. I didn't hear any comments about the Daisy Jones. Is anybody watching that right now? Oh. Is this a thing? Okay. Can I hear myself? Yeah. Well, of course I can hear myself. Hey Dan, how's it going? Alrighty. I'm gonna try one more time, one more thing. Okay. All right, let's see here. Okay. Well, it looks like we're not gonna be able to use Radio Tacoma's Instagram account, but today we're gonna be still talking with Pamela Beal from Radio Tacoma. Here it goes. Let's see here. Maybe it will happen. There we go. Hello.
Hi, sorry. No. I'm on the Radio Tacoma Instagram on my computer, but I couldn't find the link, so I went onto my phone and there you go.
No problem at all. Hey. It's great to speak with you today. How are you doing?
Good.
I gave a little bit of an intro. I said that you had been with Radio Tacoma since its inception and that you were on the board of directors. So I was just wondering, how does one start a radio station? How does that happen?
In 2013, the FCC opened up a lot of new frequencies because they switched from analog to digital.
Okay.
And so they put out a request for low power, which we are, low power community radio. Our station only airs about 5 miles in diameter from our antenna. But anyway, three people, my sister Louisa Beal, Marilyn Kimmerling, and Carrie Griffiths, put together the application, which was very intensive, new work for all of them. They successfully got, their application was accepted, and then it took 3 years for us to get the station.
Wow, three whole years.
Yeah, maybe even 4 years. I think we started in 2017, October of 2017.
That's incredible. And what was the inspiration behind you guys wanting to apply for getting a station for Radio Tacoma?
Well, I wasn't there at that time, although I was talking to my sister about it. I think they just realized what an opportunity it was to have a, you know, it's not easy to get a radio station.
Yeah.
There, I think I've had one other time since then that they've opened up for new applications. But it was, you know, just one of them. Carrie heard about it. She came up to Tacoma. She lives in Olympia. She asked if a couple people were interested, and Louisa and Marilyn jumped right in. I don't know if you know Marilyn Kimmerling, but Marilyn is beloved by many in this community, and she is currently the peace representative. She just went to Oslo for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
Yes.
Wow.
She didn't receive the Nobel Peace Prize, but she received our Peace Prize, Tacoma, Greater Tacoma Peace Prize, and they are asked to join at Oslo. And she did a lot of interviews with different Nobel Prize winners while she was there that we are currently airing.
Wow, that's amazing. I think, I don't know if for sure, but maybe Kwabi from the Peace Fest was also there, I think. Yeah,
yes.
That's so great. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool how that all comes together, too, and to see you guys still living your values and dreams and things, especially with Radio Tacoma. I mean, it's taken a long time for it to even, you know, be here. What are some main differences that you've noticed from where Radio Tacoma started and how it is now?
Well, there were only about 6 volunteers at the time, really dedicated volunteers. And then we met up with another couple, Becky Friedman and Sam Mulvey. And this was right about the time when we were going to have to go live or lose our license. We were supposed to be live on air by November 2017, and it was August 2017, and we didn't even have a tower.
Wow.
Ended up putting our antenna in a tree, which was so easy to do, and it cost like $400 rather than, you know, $10,000. But anyway, Sam and Becky brought so much knowledge of radio to us. And they really helped us get going. And now, soon after we went on the air, another station locally became available because the group, again, hadn't gotten on air in time, so they lost the license. So Sam and Becky applied. And they run KTQA, which is our sister station.
Very cool. That's,
yeah.
Wow. Okay. So that made that I didn't know it was that difficult to get a radio station. I'm not that I was thinking about getting one, but if you were, you should plan for a long, long time ahead. What are some of the things that you learned while you were really starting this and finding ways to get on air? Obviously there were a lot of different costs involved that, you know, I wouldn't have even thought about. Hi, Kitty. Great. But yeah, it's just some like tidbits that you learned about having a radio station that you don't think that many people know about.
Well, first of all, it's a little bit of work to find local creators.
Mm-hmm.
For about 6 months, and in particular because in 2019, we lost one of our dearest volunteers, Morgan Lambert, and we had been running the station, really Morgan had been doing it, putting up all the new programs, finding new programs, and when we lost him, we just kept the same stuff on for 24 hours a day for 6 months until we, you know, found other people who could help us. So we found out, now that was right about the time of the pandemic starting.
Got it.
You know, that was Morgan died in November 2019. And then, of course, the pandemic hit in March 2020. Mm-hmm. So we were virtual. We'd already become virtual by that time. You know, we still don't have a station. KTQA does, but they have to leave there soon, so we're looking for one together. But anyway, so in 2020, a group of us started to look, you know, without Morgan, for new programming. And now we've got 80% of our programming is local. Local producers.
That's amazing.
And then we have some wonderful programs from Portland area, Radio Survivor, which is about community radio. I highly recommend that. They have a podcast, and then it's also, they've got a one that airs for radio, because radio really needs to have 59 minutes.
Got it.
Because we have to break at the top of the hour. It's a requirement, and identify the station. Then we've got Locus Focus, comes out of KBOO in Portland. That's about the climate change and other sustainability issues. But we have other wonderful programs. We have our own local climate talk program and sound poetry, which is my own personal favorite. Local poets, high quality people. Cannabis Corner, Lucas Barfield, we've aired that for many years. So, plus we're bringing on some younger people. We've got the Ugly Podcast now.
That's awesome. What's that about?
The Ugly Podcast, it's about creativity. It's ugly creativity. You know, that creativity doesn't have to be, have some sort of standard of beauty, cultural standard of beauty.
I love that.
Yeah. And others. We've got a wine program, a couple that does a wine program.
That's really neat. That's great. I have heard the poetry one before, and I really enjoyed it. It spoke to me, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
But that's great. I was going to ask you some of your favorite shows that you like, so I'm really glad that you mentioned those. And so with Radio Tacoma being on 101.9 and then having a 5-mile radius,
Yes.
What are some of the best times to listen, or how do you handle your programming in terms of when to air shows and things like that?
Well, first of all, let me mention that we have a website, radiotacoma.org, and we stream live on that site. So we have listeners in the Netherlands, in Australia, Colorado, all different places.
Lots of love, so, away from home and clearly at home as well.
Yes. So that is wonderful that we can, you know, stream live everywhere. Plus, we have an archive where you can find all of our programs that are locally produced. We keep an archive of all the programs that are locally produced. And I forgot the question.
You pretty much answered my question earlier. I was wondering what kind of shows that you recommended to tune in for, like some popular programs that listeners can like dip their toes
in. Yeah, I would say sound poetry, which airs, our archive of it airs at 8 a.m. and then our new episodes air at 8 p.m.
Cool.
This is daily.
Wow.
Every day. Yeah, I can listen to the same program for a week of sound poetry.
I mean, yeah, I would hear something different every time. I'm sure you do too. Yeah, poetry just has that life to it. It keeps growing, mm-hmm. especially with your life experiences. So that's really neat.
Yeah.
And I love how most of your programming is local too. I mean, I think Tacoma has such a great community, but I can understand what you're saying in terms of trying to find local creators and talent who, one, have the time to volunteer, two, have the dedication to be consistent with that volunteering, and then three, have something developed that they want to share immediately. I think most creators are a little harsh on themselves and can be a little self-deprecating, or, you know, think that nobody wants to hear this, but somebody does.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So that's really awesome. Especially, I love that idea of the Ugly podcast. You know, this creation is what it is, and there shouldn't be a standard of beauty with creation. I mean, a lot of the times I think it's absolutely a wreck before the beauty starts to come from it and you start to see, mm-hmm. you know, the true art for what it is. So
we also have our own Radio Tacoma interviews when our own volunteers do interviews.
Amazing.
Those often air at noon. Currently, we are airing one I did with Ezra Eichmeier. He's an Olympia lobbyist. He came to my English class. I teach English at TCC.
Oh, great.
And I teach English through the lens of climate change and sustainability. So his primary interest is bioplastics. He lobbies for the bioplastics industry, getting away from plastics made from petroleum.
Right.
And making it out of other things. So he's actually doing that lobbying in Olympia and in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
And he is the part of the WRAP Act, W-R-A-P Act, if anybody's interested to go at to the legislative site and comment on that. It'll be voted on in a few weeks. But we're also airing an interview that Marilyn Kimmerling did with the Niebels, Steve and Christy Niebel, who do the sound poetry.
Oh, awesome.
They are themselves musicians. But they went to Cuba recently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they talked to workers there.
That's really awesome. We wouldn't hear about these kinds of things normally. It's very interesting and wonderful to hear that you're focused on finding those nuanced stories that not everybody, it's not a popular news. It's
right.
Kind of a little bit countercultural.
Definitely.
So I love that. I think that stuff is so important to continue to share, because otherwise how is anybody going to hear about it or hear about alternative ways to make plastic? I personally didn't know that was a thing, but I don't do much research into it either. So
right.
That's another thing. But it gets you curious. It gets you interested. And then you start to learn things that you didn't know.
Yes.
Really great. And you come from Oh, you go.
Go ahead.
No,
you go. Well, we're an educational
radio
station. That really is part of our mission. And one of the things that the FCC required, that we be educational.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. What other kind of values and, visions do you carry out with, your mission as Radio Tacoma?
Well, we really do want to provide a space on the air for people who normally don't get heard. I think that's our primary mission. We also, currently we do not have what's called a music license.
Right.
So we can't air unlicensed music, but we have a lot of local independent musicians who are whose songs we air. We probably have about 30 different musicians now.
Amazing.
Most of them from the Puget Sound area,
right.
Including you.
Yeah.
And I get to schedule a couple hours, and I almost always schedule your songs.
Thank you so much. I have heard them, and it always gives me this just wonderful feeling every time, because I'm not expecting it. And I've had friends tell me too, I just heard your song on the radio. What's going on? I'm like, you're listening to Radio Tacoma. I know you are. So that's
great to hear. That is so good for us to hear, because we don't know who's listening. There is no way to tell who's listening on the air or even streaming. The only thing we can do is count the number of times someone has come to our archives pages.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know. So it's so good to hear.
Yeah.
My sister will be very encouraged. She did a series, and it's up on our archive, called Ain't Misbehavin'. And she's a veterinarian who specializes in animal behavior.
Wow.
So she tells various stories on that.
That's really interesting. If anybody has pets, I'm sure I'd love to hear about that,
Yeah. The programs aren't airing right now because she needs to create some more new ones, but they are on the archive. And it's one of our Australia listeners contacted us, telling us that they were listening.
That's always really great to hear. I know that I never know who's listening to my songs either. And so just when somebody tells me, hey, I'm listening to your song on whatever it is, it's cool. It's great to hear. So
I can
imagine that same goes for community radio. So if you listen to Radio Tacoma, maybe shoot them an email or shout them out on social media so they know that you're listening.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we have a Facebook page. We have a Instagram. We have a Twitter also, and any of those. But we also have an info@radiotacoma.org email.
Great. And that's the best way to get in touch with you. Is that
correct? I think so, yeah. That's the one that is monitored by several of us, so.
And because you're volunteer-based, it makes sense that, if there's a lot of work to do and there's not as many people to do it, I mean, you, you're all donating your time and your efforts.
Yes.
And it's, you know, you can be a volunteer and not really care, but clearly everyone who's volunteering for Radio Tacoma really cares about what they're doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of our volunteers, Annie Applegate, she's our treasurer. Do you know Annie? Yes. You know Annie.
Yeah.
Oh, she's been a treasure because she takes care of my sister was doing it for a long time, but she's not very good at it. My sister Louisa. And when Annie came along and agreed to do it, we were so grateful for her to do that. Plus she's also done some programs herself and helped us with other sorts of things, social media. And now she's with a group. We're actively looking together with KTQA for a station. Mm-hmm. We have a large sum of money that one of our volunteers has dedicated to looking to buy property, not just rent.
Yes. Yeah. What kind of properties are you looking for? Or is there anything specific?
We want something like a storefront because we want to be visible to the community. That's the whole point. We are looking basically on South Tacoma Way because our station is near there. Our station antenna, rather, is near there. Okay. Our transmitter, too. Or Martin Luther King Way up that area, Hilltop area, and possibly Central Tacoma. So that's sort of our area.
Wonderful.
Those are all areas where we can be heard also in the on air.
That's amazing, because then you'll be right in the community where you're being heard and where you are listening to your community as well.
Yes, and we have still got we've got probably a volunteer base of about a dozen committed volunteers. KTQA has had they've been renting a studio, and it's been much easier to grow their volunteer base than it has been for us being all virtual. So we really look forward to having an actual physical station.
Yeah, absolutely. I can only imagine how much it will grow, because I understand what you're saying. When you don't have that physical space to come together, it is a lot harder to do everything virtually sometimes. What else are you looking for in terms of volunteer work? I want to make sure that people who are watching this later or listening later think about things that they could possibly do to help.
Okay, here's what we really need. Someone to organize, to be our music coordinator. Hmm. I am it right now. Plus, I do a programming director, and I'm the board secretary, and I produce programs. And I don't really know much about the local music scene. So, I'm kind of loath to tell people to send music, but I really want them to. And the email is music@radiotacoma.org. I can handle it. But we really are looking for a younger person who could take over being our music coordinator, finding new music, deciding what we want to air, what we don't want to air, all those sorts of things.
Great. Amazing. So that's one. What else are you looking for in terms of?
I don't know if anybody's got a law background that is listening, but we really need someone with a law background to join our group, and eventually someone with a law background to join our board. We don't need a criminal lawyer yet, but somebody who just has a kind of basic understanding of law, who would understand if we needed to drop a contract or an MOU or something like that.
I mean, it's always important to make sure that you're protecting what you built. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. And we also are just looking for people who want to produce programs.
Great.
That
what
is
kind of programs the, do you feel like the community could really benefit from?
I think some music, more music interviews. Interviews with these local musicians who have been playing for us for a long time, letting us play their music for a long time. I don't have the time to do these interviews. Annie did one or two. I've done one or two. Yes, she did the one with you.
Yeah.
So we need somebody who can do those kinds of interviews and also interview young people in the area about their particular interests. Because to be quite honest, Radio Tacoma is currently, with one or two exceptions, primarily made up of people over 60. Now, we have money.
We have that out there.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we don't have money yet to hire staff, right. But we've got the funding, you know, and we've got the the longevity that we can get a loan and all that sort of thing for the station. But we really don't have people who can who are already connected with the local, you know, young people.
Yeah.
And we would be happy to air anything that is about the environment, sustainability, anything related to, you know, I don't know, just so many. We really do call ourselves progressive, so that kind of is our agenda. But we, you know, we have aired programs that were had slightly different people who had slightly different values than we did, and it's all right.
It's good to hear other people's perspectives in that way. You know, nobody's caught in the same space over and over. You're being exposed to new ideas and new ways of being. And I think what you're saying is specifically to the youth in Tacoma is really important, because right now there's so much crime, and there's, you know, those things are real. They impact the youth of our community more than most things. And so thinking about ways to get the youth involved with our community, even through radio, would be a really great way to just, and hearing, like you said, like hear their voices, have them speak up so they can tell us, you know, what kind of issues and concerns that they have about their community, what they're passionate about, what they, you know, want to do. Because eventually, you know, you're going to need somebody to help you. And more, we like Radio Tacoma to continue on is always going to need newer, younger people to continue that legacy. So,
yes. We need people who have technological skills. Okay. KTQA has been helping us out quite a bit, but none of us are very technologically skilled. Well, I one or two of us are, and we actually have now got a whole program where all of our programming is automated and scheduling is done automatically by week, because we have RSS feeds and all that sort of stuff. So we've got someone who does that sort of thing, but we know we could do more.
That makes sense. Yeah. Technology is already always changing. I used to think I'm like a really great technological person, but the more that comes out, the more that's new, it's really hard to keep up. And every kind of new technology that you have, there's going to be some sort of learning curve. But I really like
it. I see someone mentioned high school mentoring. KTQA has done some of that. Sam Mulvey taught a class down at, the high school down at Point Defiance. It's not SOTA, it's the other one. It's the math one.
I can't give the name off.
It's located right there in Point Defiance. So he has done some of that. But boy, if we could get some other people who would go into the high schools and, you know, get high school youth involved, that would be great. We don't currently, as at Radio Tacoma, have the capacity to do that.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. And I think, you know, you've focused on the ways that you can improve and help the community how you can without taking on too much too soon, or, you know, not doing a good quality job. Quality is always better than quantity. So.
Absolutely. And we're very careful not to burn out our volunteers. If somebody needs to take some time off, one of our program producers has been giving us a weekly program for 2 years.
Wow.
And that program is sometimes 45 minutes long. So it's a, you know, it's a huge time commitment, and he's just on hiatus now.
You know, everybody needs a break, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. And the Nebels with Sound Poetry, if they need a break, they take one, and, you know, we figure it out. We really don't want to make anybody feel it's a burden. Right. My sister's motto is, if it's not fun, then you're not doing it right, or maybe you shouldn't be doing it.
That's a great motto to have. It's important. Yeah, burnout, especially with creators and volunteers, is a very unfortunate thing, but it can turn into something that you know that's hard to come back from. So
so I wanted to tell you about an event we're planning for this summer. We are going to rent the Dune Pavilion down on the Dune Park Peninsula.
Amazing.
And it's a give back to our producers, our program producers and musicians. So we'll just have food and music and giveaways, those sorts of things. We haven't decided what date. The pavilion only takes reservations 3 months in advance, but some Saturday in July, and we'll definitely let you know so you can let your listeners know.
Yes.
And it would be pre and open to the public, and we're just so grateful for all the people who have contributed it over the past, what is it now, 6 years.
Wow.
For radio.
Yeah, it's important to celebrate, especially achievements as you've all grown and the steps that you've taken to create community and then sustain it. I think that's
mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm thinking one other thing we need is someone who could run our social media. As you can tell, I couldn't find Radio Tacoma's, you know, because I was logged in online.
Yeah.
But
those, you know, I think social media is. That's a great thing to me, because social media is one of those things that a lot of the youth are connected to. And also just, mm-hmm. it is, I remember the reason I started these podcasts during the, pandemic years is because I wanted to connect with other musicians and have the ability to speak with them about things that they, you know, were passionate about. And I couldn't do that. I have a 4-year-old and it's hard to get out there. Even if it weren't a pandemic, it'd be difficult to do all the things that I want to do in the music community. So this is one of the ways that I've been able to connect with artists and musicians and learn from them, and also help to share their music with others, because that's also really important, to share the word. So everybody listening, share that Radio Tacoma 101.9 is a great station to check out whenever, wherever. Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and go to our Facebook page. That's another way we know people are following us.
Yeah.
We have about 1,000 followers now. That's on great. Facebook.
It's amazing.
So.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Pam, so much. Was there anything else that you wanted to share before we close out the interview? I really appreciate your time. And again, you're still volunteering your time. And I think that's amazing. And I just want to make sure that we celebrate that and continue to help Radio Tacoma in whatever way that we can.
Oh, I so appreciate that. Yeah, I would say just to get the word out that we exist. Listen to us either on air at 101.9 or streaming at radiotacoma.org. And always, I just encourage people to check out our archives, because there's so much good stuff on there. My sister Louisa does a program called Public Affairs. Public Affairs with Louisa.
Okay.
And she covers a lot of topics about what's going on in government. She's got several programs about what's happening in Ukraine, because she has a friend who's actually taking care of rescuing animals, particularly dogs and cats in Ukraine, but other animals too. And we've been supporting them, and we held a fundraiser for them, and lots of different things. But anyway, check out our archives. And that, again, is on our website, radiotacoma.org, under programming.
Perfect. Well, thank you again so much. And thank you for everybody who's listened and tuned in today. If you catch the replay, be sure to reach out and let us know that you heard this, because we want to know who's listening. But thank you again, Pam. And make sure you're following Radio Tacoma 101.9, as well as going to the website, radiotacoma.org. All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes. Everybody have a great rest of your Tuesday. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.